Okay, Perakei Mishnah Zayin in Maseches Nazir. So again, we're going to talk about cases where a person commits to be a Nazir based on some suffix that's in front of him. In the past, in Mishnahs, we're talking about a suffix of an identity of an individual. But now we have Ra'a Es HaKoy. If someone sees a Koy, Va'amar Harini Nazir Shezeh Chaya. And he says, I'll be a Nazir if this is a Chaya. A Koy is an animal that we're not sure of its status, whether it's a Chaya or a Behema. So he says, I'm a Nazir that this is a Chaya. Harini Nazir Shezeh No Chaya. Second guy says, no, I'll be a Nazir if we know that this is not a Chaya. Third guy says, Hareini Nazir Sheze Behema. I'm a Nazir if this is a Behema. Fourth guy says, Hareini Nazir Shein Ze Behema. I'm a Nazir if this is not a Behema. And then a fifth guy says, Hareini Nazir Sheze Chaya U Behema. I'll be a Nazir if it's both, if it's Chaya and a Behema, meaning that it's not classified by the Torah as a Chaya or a Behema, but as its own category. It's a Min Bifnei Atzmo that doesn't fit into either of the existing categories. So since such a category would be treated with the Chumras of both Chaya and Behema, so it means to say that I'll be a Nazir if this is both, if it's treated as both. And then a sixth guy says, Hareini Nazir She'inza Lo Chaya V'lo Behema. I'll be a Nazir if this is neither a Chaya nor a Behema, rather it's in its own category. Hareini Nazir Shechem Mekem Nazir. And then a seventh guy says that I'll be a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. And then an eighth guy says, Hareini Nazir Shechem Mekem Nazir. I'm a Nazir if at least one of you is not a Nazir. Hareini Nazir Shekulchem Nazir. And then a ninth guy says, I'll be a Nazir if the first six of you are all Nazirim. Hare Kulam Nazirim. The halacha is they're all Nazirim. The first six people are Nazirim because we don't know which of them is correct. So since we don't know what a koi is considered, a chaya behema or min b'fnei atzmo, so Rabbi Shimon taught in the last Mishnah that all of them have to keep the nazirus misafik. So the last three people also have to be nazirim misafik because we don't know exactly what they mean to be telling us. The seventh person might mean to say that I'm a nazir if one of you is a full fledged nazir, in which case he is a nazir because one of them made a correct statement and is a nazir. But he also might mean to say I'm a nazir if one of you can say that you can verify that you're definitely a Nazir. None of them can verify it, then he wouldn't be a Nazir. The eighth guy might mean to say, I'm a Nazir if one of you is not a Nazir, in which case he's right, because one of them is definitely not a Nazir. But he might mean to say, I'm a Nazir if one of you can verify that you're not a Nazir, and none of them can do that. And the ninth guy might mean to say, I'm a Nazir if all of you have to keep the halachas of Nazirus Misafik, in which case he's right, they do. But he might mean to say, I'm a Nazir if all of you can say for sure that you're Nazirim, which certainly they cannot do. So now we move on to Mishnah, to Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shlosha Minin Asurim B'Nazir. There are three kinds of things that are asur to Nazir. Hatuma, Vadiglachas, Vayotsum B'Nagefer. He's not allowed to become tummy to a mace, he's not allowed to cut any hair, and he's not allowed to have any grape product. So the Mishnah tells us all grape products, raisins, grape skins, pits, whatever, all grape products are misarved to each other to add up to the shear that a nazir would be chayiv for, would be chayiv malchus for eating. And the shear happens to be a kazayis. So says Gemara Mishnah Rishona ad sheyishtu revius yayin. The first version of the Mishnah, meaning the original tradition, was that it's the shear is a revius, the shear is not a kazayis. So the next Tana agrees with the first Tana that the shear is the amount of nazir must eat or drink is a kazayis, but he says even non-grape products can sometimes add up to that shear. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu shor pita b'yayin yesh b'kadei litzarif kazayis, that even if you soak your bread in wine and then you eat the bread and there's a kazayis of bread where that's laced with the flavor of wine, even that is going to be a kazayis for which you're going to be chayiv malchus. This is the principle we know of as tam ki'ikr, that pasuk says v'kol mishras hanavim lo yishteh, you can't drink anything in which grapes have been soaked, and therefore even a food that has grape flavor in it from actual grape product, from actual wine, is considered as if you're eating the grape itself, because it's laced with the flavor of the grape. That is the concept of tam ki'ikr. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Parakei Mishnah Zion, we said that if nine people were walking down the street and they saw a koi, and one guy says, I'm a nazir, this is a chayah, and the second guy says, I'm a nazir, that's not a chayah, third guy says, I'm a nazir, that it's a behemah, fourth guy says, I'm a nazir, it's not a behemah, fifth guy says, I'm a nazir, that it's a chayah and a behemah, sixth guy says, I'm a nazir, that it's not a chayah nor a behemah, seventh guy says, I'm a nazir, that one of you is a nazir. Eighth guy says, I'm a nazir, that one of you is not a nazir. And then the ninth guy says, I'm a nazir, that all of you are nazirim. So they are all nazirim, because they are all at least suffic nazirim. The first six guys, at least, are all at least suffic nazirim. Then Mishnah Aleph, of Paragvav Mishnah Aleph, we said that there are three isurim of a nazir. There's tumah, tiglachas, and grape products. And there was a machlokas between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrona, what the shear is for grape products. Is it a kezias or is it a revius? Now, Rabbi Akiva says, even though it's a kezias, but it doesn't have to be a kezias of grape product, because even bread that's soaked in wine would also be mitzaref to that shear kezias. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.